Do 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 do.
Not at that clock at all.
It's dope, right? We live? We're back. Part two, folks. If you hated part one, this one's going to be worse. worse. I fucking hate the show. You know what my favorite is when people go, fucking shows change, man. You used to fucking be more open-minded. Yeah, people change.
What do you want me to do, man?
I changed over 5 years.
Everyone changed. I'm not into fucking Legos and video games, man. I grew up.
I definitely don't think I'm less open-minded, though. I'm definitely less tolerant for stupid shit, though. I just think I've heard it too many times now. I'm like, stop. Stop. It's not doing anybody any good. Stop.
Yeah, you cut out the bullshit.
Well, I cut out, like, conspiracy bullshit and religious bullshit. It's like, and it doesn't mean that I don't know. I'm not willing to consider people's points of view, but certain things, just at a certain point in time, like, you can't keep refreshing them over and over and over again. You know, when it gets to a certain point in time, like, for instance, like UFOs. Do I think the UFOs are real? It's totally possible. If we can put a satellite around the Earth, it's very possible that some advanced life form can send a spaceship here from another galaxy. Have I seen anything that makes me believe that it's actually happened?
No proof.
No. So when you don't share that opinion, when you're absolutely convinced that the government is hiding details, and like, okay, what makes you really want to believe this? Because you're not saying this based on some hardcore shit. Like, I know that if you take this plastic and you put it over fire, whoops, did I fuck that up? If you take this plastic, how did I do that? Exit. Take this plastic. Oh, what the fuck, you cunt? Watch now, Jesus Christ. If you take this plastic and put it over fire, right? What are they doing? They're playing this again? What are they doing here? I didn't start this from the beginning, did I? No.
No, it's a filler fight.
They're showing this fight again?
The old filler fight. Well, we watched it on...
Oh, we already watched this fight. We watched it on the video? Feed. Was this on the prelims for the... Yeah, it might have been. Was it? Okay. Mm. So I guess we watched this again.
Can you do?
Maybe I'm wrong. Is this a tournament? It's not a tournament.
Oh, it is a tournament. It's the heavyweight tournament.
Oh, that's right. So this guy won early. He's the number one ranked
Ooh,
heavyweight.
Shake it,
oh,
dog.
Shit. Look at that little dance moves.
Oh, look at him go.
Oh, damn. Look at him. He's feeling good. He's feeling it.
Look at his trainer in the back. Awkward.
Yeah. Wonder what music he's dancing to.
The white people in Denver.
Let me guess how bad this song is. Probably the worst song ever. Let's hear it. What song is it? I want to hear the song.
Sounds like
here. Quadros.
Sounds like some Rick Ross.
Really? By the way, when I called Quadro Skeletor, I was just joking.
He does look like him, though.
A little bit, but...
Call spade a spade.
I'm a little high. I got goofy.
I'm not, but he does look like Skeletor.
He's very knowledgeable, though. Knows a lot of shit about kickboxing.
Yeah, great, man. Still looks like Skeletor.
How dare you?
How dare you? How dare you confirm what I said?
He and Eddie Bravo had like some serious beef back in the day.
What?
Yeah.
Over
probably
what?
Probably doesn't want to talk about it. I probably shouldn't have been talking about it. I'll tell you afterwards.
Was it legit beef, though?
It's horseshit. It's all stupidity.
Don't let Eddie fucking get a hold of you.
All stupidity. No. And not like that.
Oh, it didn't come to that?
It was like...
Gossip?
Yeah, I'll tell you that.
I'm down for that. Yeah, definitely tell me how to do.
Hey, people change. People grow, and they move on.
True.
Speaking of growing and moving on, what?
Segue!
In between the fight, you might have mentioned something that you might have wanted to...
Yeah, I'd rather it come from me first, especially on this platform, than hear it from anyone else. Things have just got too crazy, man. It's like the perfect storm, and the UFC wanted me to sign the license deal with Reebok and the random testing, the VADA test, or where the fuck it is. And really, I was just going to ride this out. And, you know, I wanted to do one more fight. But with the fighter and the kid, how crazy it's become. And I never thought it'd become this. And the live shows, and now we're going on tour. And I have this other gig I got this on a big network that I can't talk about till it's done. And the merchandise and all this stuff, I got to step away from the game, man. I got to step away from the UFC for right now.
You know what I love about fighting? We were talking about this, that you could just say, I'm going to retire, And then you could say, like, in a week from now, I'm unretired. And then you a could. Week later, you could say, retired again.
And
you then,
could, yeah. Yeah, you could go back and forth for sure, but...
Like, think about Sugar Ray Leonard. How many times does a coal miner retire? Usually once.
Sugar Ray Leonard retired
like a half a dozen fucking times.
And I get it with fighters, man. But for me, you know, and I talked to my family and close friends, and you were one of them, and Callan, and, you know, my dad, and you know, going through it, man, it just... Do I want one more? Fuck yes, man. But it just, it doesn't make sense. I can't see myself, and when it comes down to this, I can't see myself in a fucking Reebok kit walking out to that octagon. I can't see myself being like, you know what? Cool, man. Yeah, that's what I'm worth. I'm worth 10 grand to you guys. I'm going to do this, you know? And I have other opportunities. And everything I have, and people think I'm this hater on the UFC or whatever, I owe it to the UFC, man. I'll always be indebted to the UFC. People think I have a problem with Dana White. I definitely don't. If Dana was in trouble and texted me right now and said, hey, Shab, I wish you'd quit talking shit about Reebok or I need help, you got it, man. Cool. Done. I'll always be a supporter of the UFC and whatever they need. But for right now, I got to take a step away and focus on this crazy freaking entertainment podcast career I got going on, man. I'm so blessed.
And you are, and I think that there's moments like that where, like, necessity becomes the mother of invention, like the necessity to figure out another way to generate income, because the $100,000 you were making from sponsorships, which is 100% real and legit and certified and authenticated, proven, that's a lot of goddamn money you're missing out on every time you would compete. And so because of that, it makes you concentrate and put even more effort into your podcast and into your merch set. And then look how everything's going. I mean, it's insane how much money you guys are making. And more important, it's insane how many people you guys are entertaining and how many people you guys are reaching.
It's insane. When I did that live show the other night, I thought Callan and our agent were honey-dicking me. Like, this thing's selling out. And I got on stage with that mic. I was like, oh man, this is what I'm going to I love this. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
This is insane, man.
Yeah.
Oh, now they want to do this tour and the things are selling out. It'd be tough for me to say, no, you know what? Let me go fight some monster who's been training full-time, not telling dick jokes. And you know what I'm saying? And selling fucking big brown shirts full-time. Let me go fight that guy. I wouldn't do the game a disservice. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do that. So unless I could focus on it full-time, there's just no way. And signing this Reebok deal, it's not going to happen, man.
Yeah, I completely understand where you're coming from, and I completely understand the idea that if you're not 100% focused on fighting, it's just not something you should do. I've always told people that fighting should be a singular pursuit. I think it's unlike any other pursuit where if you're going to do it, you have to make sure that all your eggs are in that one basket. I really don't think you could have one foot in the game, one foot out of the game. I think it's real dangerous to do that with fighting.
And not be good.
Yeah, because you're going to fight some fucking guy who's all in. And those all in murderers, they're out there. Those all in guys, you know, you run into a Rumble Johnson who's all in.
100%, man, with no other option. And listen, to me, and people might beg to differ, I feel like I've won, man. I have no brain trauma that I know of, and my body's in good shape. I have this insane career right now with podcasts and the live shows and this other gig I get going on with TV, and I feel like I've won. And honestly, I owe it to the UFC, man. I'm indebted to them forever, and you know, I'll always still watch every fight, and who knows what happens in the future, but for right now, there's no way. They could offer me anybody, and there's no way. There's no way I could put all this on hold and be like, yeah, let me go take this fight.
Well, it would be hard because all this has been an investment in your time, and it's also been paying off, and it also is growing, like, considerably. For people don't know, like, your numbers. Like, I know where you guys were a year ago and 2 years ago, and I know where you are now, and it's this crazy exponential thing where every month it comes up and up and up and up and up. And it's because it's good. And you guys got a weird dynamic, you know? Callan's such a fucking goofball. And you know, it's like he's like a built-in joke all the time. Like, he'll always say something ridiculous. And you two together are funny. Like, it's a funny group.
Yeah.
It's a funny grouping. It's interesting.
And the thing is, what I'm doing, listen, man, my two advisors are Joe Rogan and Brian Callan. What? What the fuck? I get the Mount Rushmore, you know, I'm saying guys who have done shit who are saying...
For sure, listen to me and not him.
No.
Listen to me right now.
Real quick. Hey, that's me being friendly to Callan, all right? That's me being friendly to Callan. But the thing
Brian
is,
will
man,
give you
it's
some fucking goddamn horrible advice.
I'd be selling used electronics, fighting a kid used electronics. If I was Callan was advising this fucking thing, he wanted to open a pawn store. That's a different story. But
a what store?
A pawn store.
A pond?
Like a koi pond. Ponds? Like a pond. Like a fucking pawn stars. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, pawn.
Yeah.
For real?
For reals.
Wait a minute.
This was a horrible idea he had.
I thought you said a pond. Like he wants to open up koi ponds. Like, okay.
Firing kid ponds.
That's really that's a weird way of looking at things. Maybe people like ponds.
No,
you
wanted to
Damn,
sell.
These guys are going off, dude.
Oh, homeboy got blasted.
This fight is fucking crazy.
But yeah, so long story short, I'm stepping away from the game, man. There's going to be no Schaub Reebok kits out there. I'm not finding one anytime soon.
Did they ever make a Schaub Reebok kit? Could I get one like as like
a collector's item? I think they did
limited
for like
edition.
A week, and then I came out and just talked all this shit, and they're like, oh shit, pull that shit down. Pull that shit down now.
Did anybody buy one? Do you get any money from those?
Probably like 14 cents or some shit. I don't know the deal. But well, sure as fuck, not as much as selling my own shit.
No, because then you get all
exactly.
Of it.
And we just released shirts, and I made, you know, I'm not
gonna
talk.
But a little bit of money. Doing good.
I'm doing good.
Very good.
I'm doing
here.
Good.
Everything's nice. There's no need to be struggling.
Nah, there's no one struggling. Yeah. I sell more shirts than Reebok kids.
Well, here's the reality. You guys, what you've done is a real show. It's a real show. It's just like having a TV show.
Yeah.
And people don't think it's a TV show because it's not on NBC or CBS or Fox, but it's the same goddamn
thing.
It
will be. That's what we're filming in November.
You're not supposed to say that.
No, I can say that.
Oh, you can say
that. That's all. We start shooting November. Oh. We have the director, the production team. That's what we've been doing, writing episodes.
It's a show. It's a successful entertainment vehicle. Mm-hmm. That's what it is, you know, and that's what podcasts are. And they seem like they're horseshit, and people used to make fun of him before. You know, Howard Stern, before he got into that thing with Ari, he made fun of podcasts when Adam Carolla came on his show. He was like, wait, are you hurting for money?
Bad
like, what's
idea,
going
man.
On? Meanwhile, Adam Carolla owns a fucking giant warehouse. He's got like 10 different podcasts running simultaneously. He's
killing
raking it in.
Well, people are threatened by it, right? And also, the thing with podcasts is there's no kind of standard to start a podcast. Mm-hmm. So if Joe Schmo wants to start one, he can start one. So there's a ton of them out there.
Yeah.
But there's some fucking awesome podcasts. Just like anything.
Yeah.
There's a ton of shitty radio shows out there. There's a ton of shitty TV out there.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of good content out there, man.
100%. There's some real good ones. Damn, this dude in the white, he keeps landing those fucking leg kicks on this dude. The other guy's name is Wilness, too.
Damn, is Wilness on the right in them basic-ass basketball shorts? He said, fuck it, huh?
He didn't get the Reebok kit.
He said, give me those eighth-grade basketball
These
shorts.
These guys are kicking the shit out of each other's legs, by
Straight
the way.
Straight up.
It's hurting my legs just watching this. Ugh. Boom.
Oh,
big uppercut.
Huge left hook.
This is a good fight, man.
Great
this guy's
fight.
But they're standing right in front of each other. This is an MMA fight for sure. Someone would be in half guard right now.
Which I prefer.
You know, it's weird, right? That MMA really is the perfect sport. Because as cool as this is to watch guys go off and stand and strike, the reality is they're so open for takedowns, it's not realistic.
It's not a real fight.
Yeah, it's not. It's a difference. It's almost like a
it's
skills
not a fight,
match.
Fight.
It is a fight, but it's a kickboxing fight.
It's a fight,
it's
fight,
a skills
fight with a set agenda. Like a fight, some shit's gonna go down. We might go to the ground, whatever. That's
it's
why people love the UFC.
3 minutes as opposed to 5 minutes. It's kind of interesting because it's easier to stand and strike, like cardio wise, than it is to grapple and strike at the same time.
The only difference is if we grapple, I can get breaks.
Maybe. What if you're fighting Kane? There's no breaks. That's how Kane breaks dudes.
True.
He breaks you because there's
Kane
no breaks.
Kane takes some breaks, though.
Well, he did
like
Mexico.
Like fifth round when he's balls deep in your chin with
you're
his head.
You're already dead. You're already
you're
dead
fucked.
By then.
You're fucked. And he's you're like already taking a second off things, going back to beating your brains in.
Yeah.
A la Junior Dos Santos.
He's taking tiny little breaks.
Oh, no, he's taking years away from your life.
Oh, he's definitely
Junior Dos
that.
Santos like, huh? Not the same dude.
Yeah.
Your batshit crazy thing that's
but
the same dude.
But do you think
dude.
That he's the same dude after that fight with Fabricio?
I've heard a lot of things where, you know, Kane didn't have the great camp. He didn't get there. You know, I've heard a ton
definitely
of
definitely didn't get there early enough.
Correct. Still got his ass whooped.
Yeah.
So, but it this is Kane, man. So I've heard a lot of things that went on there. So I think they fight at sea level. You know, we're gonna see. But to say that fight took years off Kane's life, no, I don't think so. Not like the same way Junior Dos Santos Kane did.
Do you think Do you have any reservations about them fighting in Brazil?
If I'm Kane, and I'm like, what the fuck? The fuck's wrong with you? The fuck's wrong with you, man? I've been champ for how long? Now you're going to throw me to the wolves?
But he's
Can we get some drug testing this
now.
Bitch?
Fabricio's the champ. They'll still be drug testing. It'll be Brazilian drug testing. It should be fine.
Yeah, that'd be fine. That works for everybody.
I think Vitor Belfort's doctor is responsible for some of that over there.
Yeah, for sure.
So he knows what he's doing.
Oh, don't get me started. I fought in Brazil. I was like, huh? What? I don't feel good. You have the truck exhaust pouring into my locker. Nah, you'll be fine. Swear to God.
No you're, way.
Swear on my life. My
you had coach a truck goes, exhaust the, pouring the, into your the, locker room?
The backup trucks where I fought in, the trucks were backed up and on, and the exhaust coming in my locker room. My,
come on.
We're all sleepy, and my coach goes, bro, wake the fuck up. I go, what? Oh, I'm there 6 hours early, by the way. He goes, wake up. Dude. Everyone's like down. He's like, it's the truck fumes. We got to get out of here. So we had to go outside and warm up outside.
No.
True story.
That's crazy. That's like getting drunk.
No, things are weird, man. You're in Brazil. You think you're going to knock no gear out. You don't bring a striking coach. Oh. You're sucking fumes in from trucks. Terrible idea.
There's a lot of things that could have gone better in that situation. But
isn't it weird how life works out, though? It all leads to this.
Yeah, it is weird how life works out. Well, you know, it doesn't always. Like, some people are defeated by setbacks, and some people use setbacks to move forward. It's like we were talking about Ryan Bader. He's a perfect example. A couple years ago, people were writing Ryan Bader off. It wasn't that long ago.
I agree 100%.
And now look at him.
I agree.
Now look at him. Beats OSP. Beats Feijão. You know, looks fucking fantastic against Phil Davis. Looks fantastic against Rashad.
Dude. You know how fucked I'd be if I didn't have this podcast and these live shows and shit right now? I'd be in training camp getting ready for probably some Black Beast on fucking Fight Pass.
Black Beast.
He called me out. That's why I said it. I wasn't going to acknowledge it. Yeah. Hey, bro, for sure pick a guy can actually fight.
That'd be a fight that I would actually encourage you to probably take.
Yeah, me too. I'd do it. I'd rip this Jay Leno denim shirt right off right now and beat him up right now. I'd be like, huh? What?
He's a tough guy, though. He's a tough guy. He's very tough. He hits
if
hard,
if you're in the
too.
UFC, they're all tough.
Yeah.
Not what as tough as Bishop.
What do you think about the Stipe Miocic-Ben Rothwell fight? That's a really good fight.
That's a great fight, man. That's a tough one to
that's
call.
That's a really
that's
good
a super
fight.
Tough one to call.
Really, really
it's
good
It's in
fight.
Dublin. That's whatever, so it's whoever.
Stipe's a beast,
Stipe's
man.
A motherfucker. He's and a coming off the Mark Hunt fight, it depends which Rothwell we get. You know what I'm saying? Rothwell's confident as fuck, and he's tough as fuck.
He hits hard. You look at that. You know more than anybody, but you look at that Brendan Vera fight. He beat the shit out of Brendan Vera.
Yeah, with me, I threw that spinning back elbow, first one ever landed by a heavyweight. But the thing is I blocked him, and then I come flying in, and he clips him with that left hook, which is whatever. This is how stupid I was back then. When they offered me Ben Rothwell, I went, what? I argue with my manager, Joe Silva. I'm like, it's too easy, man. I need something else. Huh?
Did you really thought it was too easy?
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is such an easy fight.
Wow.
What the fuck?
So did you underestimate him?
100%. I thought he was this big, slow guy. I just... Right before we go in the cage, my coach, Leister Bolin, who heads Muscle Farm now, TJ Dillashaw's coach, looks at me and goes, bro, this is not a fucking sprint. Let's drag his ass in the third round and submit him. He has no jiu-jitsu. Drag his ass in the third round. Don't go crazy. You got it. Go in there. Spinning elbow. Wobbled. Fucking go crazy. Get clipped. Like a fucking idiot, man.
I liked how he fought against Overeem.
Dude, Overeem, Mitrione,
yeah,
he's on he's a scary. Fucking heat, man.
He's scary.
And a guy with experience like that, it's tough.
Yeah, he's scary, dude.
We'll see, man. Stipe's a motherfucker.
He's just got to be in incredible shape for Stipe, because Stipe is so fit. He's so fit, and, you know, he gained a lot of confidence in the Junior Dos Santos fight, went five hard rounds with Dos Santos in a war. It was a really close war. And then he goes from that to beat the shit out of Mark Hunt. I mean, Stipe's on a roll right now.
This is the only, I think, X factor in this fight is Rothwell is so fucking tough, and Rothwell has knockout power where Stipe really doesn't.
Yeah, Stipe's more of a he's a volume guy. Look at that tsunami on TV with The Rock. Did you see that tsunami taking
over?
That's
shit's what I'm
all fake about.
Though, isn't
Listen,
it?
Listen, dog, the shit is how it goes.
San Andreas.
This is you. Here we go.
This is you.
This is you, Marina Del Rey. Marina Del Rey having a little party. Hey, everything's gonna be fine. Oh my God. Why is the ground moving? Oh my God. I'm in a condo. Don't worry. This condo is waterproof. It look sways. At this. Look at this shit, God, son. That's what I'm talking about. That kind of shit. Look at that shit. That kind of shit. That kind of shit ain't nothing for the world.
Bro, I hate to tell you, you're fucked too where you're at. If that big thing comes, right. We're all fucked.
Come on, man. Can I just
can I just hate on Malibu?
Be the hammer and not the nail? I got it all planned out, bro. I got water saved up. The water's the least of your fucking problems. Got real issues, man. It's coming.
What were we talking about? Oh, Stipe Rothwell. Oh,
yeah, Stipe Rothwell's a hell of a fight, man.
I can't believe that's not the main event. You got, who's it, Duffy and...
Duffy and Poirier is a great fight.
That's a great fight.
Duffy's a beast. Joe Duffy's a fucking
monster. His boxing's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a very
high
good
level
fighter.
Boxer.
Good kicking,
and he also beat
too,
Conor
man.
McGregor.
He submitted him. He's got good kicking, too. He's got a really good overall
like
MMA
kid.
Game. He mixes things up.
Dustin's
very well.
A monster, too, man, especially at that weight class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Poirier was way
I'm just saying,
better
I can't believe it.
I
just can't believe Stipe, was he ranked number two in the world? Can't get a main event?
Is he number two now? It's Kane's got to be number one. Well, it's either
goes,
Junior
it goes
Dos Santos or Steve. Well, Junior's injured right now.
Is right? he? No, he's fighting. No, he's fighting over him in December.
Right, but he was just coming off of surgery.
True, and he did beat
surgery?
Stipe. But then Stipe beat Mark, but JDS beat Mark.
Yeah, but Junior beat Stipe in his last fight. I think he's got to be number one outside, beside Kane. I think Kane's got to be number one, and then Junior's got to be number two, no?
It would make sense
would
if he is.
To.
And then Stipe's three.
Yeah.
And then Orlovsky's four, Brown
there's,
five.
There's some fucking weird shit with ratings sometimes.
Yeah, there it is.
Man.
One, two. I don't know who the fuck does them.
Yeah. Some of the ratings are real weird, man. Sometimes guys beat guys and then they're below them in the ratings. You're like, wait,
it's
what?
It's super weird.
I don't understand how they work. Who decides?
That's what I'm saying. Who the fuck decides?
Yeah, like Uriah Hall. Here's a perfect example. Uriah Hall. Where's Musasi? Above Uriah Hall.
Yeah.
Uriah Hall just jump spinning back kick Gegard Mousasi in the face, flying knee him in the face, and then beat him down for a TKO. So you tell me how the fuck is Uriah Hall number 10 and Gegard Mousasi is number 8? With all due respect, and Gegard's a great fighter, and people like, he's a better fighter. No, he's not.
They fought
and he lost.
I agree.
Uriah Hall's the better fighter. You might look at Gegard Mousasi's background and say, well, no, you got to see Gegard Mousasi. He beat Jacare in Japan.
Yeah.
He beat
6 years ago,
Dan
bro.
Henderson. You know, I mean, you look at his victories in the UFC and you go, well, he's got to be the guy. But
no,
no.
Man, they fought.
Uriah Hall fought him and beat him. He should be above him in the rankings. Those rankings are crazy.
100%.
Those
I
are
agree.
Crazy rankings. Like, what the fuck do you have to do to move up in the rankings if you can't jump spinning back kick a guy in the face and then flying knee a guy in the face? By the way, in the second round.
I agree.
Yeah, he lost the first round. He got taken down and dominated. But so did Anderson Silva when Anderson Silva fought Chael Sonnen the second time. Mm-hmm. Are we going to still rank Chael Sonnen above Anderson Silva after Anderson kneed him in the body and stopped him in the third fight?
I don't think they
the
have
second
a,
fight,
I don't
rather?
Think they have a rhyme or reason to this, the ranking madness. Like, remember when they were going to pay guys based off their ranking? I was like, what? What? That's fucking insane.
That's crazy.
Because it's all up for debate, right?
Who makes that? I need to know who makes that.
I think it's
that.
A bunch of dudes.
How is that? That is one of the most big... Go back to where it was, please.
Hey, good luck
that
good
is,
luck ranking the lightweights.
Yeah, but that is one of the worst ranking situations I've ever seen. When you win in a spectacular way like Uriah Hall just did and you are not rewarded by moving up in the rankings, that's the definition of insanity. That doesn't make
weird.
Any sense. That's goofy as fuck, man. There's Jason Wilnes getting a little Vaseline.
Let me see those lightweight rankings. Good luck. How in the fuck do you rank all those monsters?
Let's see that. Okay. Number one, who do we got here? Pettis, makes sense. Two, Cerrone, makes sense. Nurmagomedov, three, all makes sense. Eddie Alvarez, four. Okay. Eddie Alvarez only has one victory in the UFC, though, right?
That's tough. So they're going based off his prior.
Gilbert Melendez. Yep. He beat Melendez. Michael Johnson, Michael Johnson's very high level right now. He's looking real good. Who did he just did Michael
Ben
Johnson
Henderson.
Just lose to somebody? Or
yeah,
he beat somebody.
No, he lost, but he actually beat him. But he lost in a controversial decision to a homeboy from Black House, great striker.
Oh yeah, Beneil Dariush.
Dariush.
Where's
Dariush
in the ratings? He's down at number 10. That's interesting. So Michael Johnson is all the way up at number 5, and he lost to Beneil Dariush, who's number 10. That is fucking interesting as shit.
Look at fucking welterweight, man.
That's a weird one because that's one where a lot of people thought that Michael Johnson got a raw deal.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Michael Johnson must be.
So he wasn't punished at all in the ratings.
And I'm a Dariush fan, and I think he lost that fight.
I'm a Dariush fan as well.
Big fan.
He's a bad motherfucker. Miles Jury, number 9. I thought Miles Jury had moved to featherweight now. Isn't he? Didn't he move to featherweight? Isn't he fighting someone in the featherweight division as his next fight?
I thought so, too.
Hmm. Have you ever watched this Ink Master? Is this a good show?
I have watched it.
Seems weird to have contests on permanent
art. Yeah, I kind of dig it, man.
Permanent artwork on someone's body.
Dave Navarro, though. Fuck's sakes, bro. Easy on the eye makeup, huh?
I like him. Beautiful man.
You know what? Don't get me wrong. I'm a fan. I heard he has a hoggy with Carmen Electra. However, if you got to chill out on the eye makeup, bro. If I'm going to continue to watch the show. Let's see. Welterweight. Welterweight's a motherfucker.
Here's the dark horse in the lightweight division, though.
Thompson?
Tony motherfucking Ferguson. That's your dark horse right there.
Tony. Oh, for sure.
Tony Ferguson's the dark horse.
Well, first of all, he's the hardest hitter in that entire division.
He's spooky, too. There's something spooky about him.
He's so game, it's insane.
Yeah. He's a bad motherfucker, dude.
Bro, how do you have Kelvin ranked 15?
Did Kelvin win his last fight at 185 and then they allowed him to fight at 170 again? That's what happened, right? He beat Nate.
That's right.
He beat the shit out of Nate.
That's right, and they forced him out, yeah.
That was a sad fight. I did not enjoy that fight.
Fucking terrible. And Nate's still fighting. How about Hendricks? How about your boy Hendricks?
Yeah. Are they going to make him fight middleweight now?
He said he's not fighting middleweight. He said he's going to go one more time at 170.
Well, how is he going to do that? Because Dana White said, I consider him a middleweight now. He missed weight. Fucked everybody up. Fucked up Tyron Woodley.
Can you tell a guy what weight to fight at? Nah. Especially if you're Johnny Hendricks.
Well, you can if you won't give him a fight at 170 because you've got such a talent-rich division. I mean, look at what you got down there at welterweight. Look at this. You got Rory McDonald, Tyron Woodley. You got Hendricks. Then you got Carlos Condit, Matt Brown. But people don't pay to see Hendricks like they pay to see like a George St. Pierre or like they pay to see, you know, like some of the bigger stars in the UFC because – a lot of people thought that Hendricks, like in some of his victories, like the Matt Brown fight, they thought that he wasn't that exciting.
True.
See, I disagree. I'll pay to see that guy any day of the week.
True, but
I think he's fighting smart.
I agree.
And I like that he uses his wrestling.
But, bro, besides Robbie Lawler, who's the most exciting guy in the division.
Condit's pretty goddamn exciting.
He's been gone for a while, but he's excited as fuck.
But he just knocked out Thiago Alves with a nasty elbow. Matt Brown is about as exciting as a fucking human being can get.
I'm saying exciting. I'm saying a bigger name than Johnny Hendricks. Neither of those guys are bigger than Hendricks. Condit, you can say, but he's been gone for a while.
Interesting.
Hendricks is a big name, bro.
He's a big name, but I don't necessarily know how that translates to pay-per-view buys, which at the end of the day
is all they
is
care
a
about.
Huge factor.
I'm just saying, a guy like Johnny Hendricks, what is he, a 2-time champion? You can't say, oh, you have to fight at 185. If he's like, no, I'll make it.
No, but you do if he doesn't make the weight more than once, and he's already missed the weight twice. He's missed weight twice and barely made it for one of the Lawler
fights.
Dude,
he came in way overweight for this, too. Like 26 pounds, I heard. Come on, bro.
Yeah, he was heavy as fuck. Meanwhile, Joe Schilling is about to fucking throw down.
Let's do this, Schilling.
Right now. Stitch him up. This is a big, big fight. And the guy he's fighting, Jason Wellness, is a fucking beast. Wellness is nasty. Really, really hard striker, man.
Your boy Schilling's flexing there. I'm not mad at it either.
He's flexing a little bit.
He's bodied up.
He's pretty yoked.
Bodied up.
This is a good one. It's a good matchup.
Youngster, 24, Jason.
Yeah. 24 and nasty, dude. He's real good.
Man, that welterweight division's tough.
Yeah, it is tough.
How's Hendricks do at 185? How's he match up 185?
I don't like it. How's he? Okay, you got to go to the champ. You go to the top of the
Will
heap.
You scroll down to middleweight for me, Jamie?
Whenever you do that, you go to the top of the heap. How does he match up with the champ?
Bad idea.
Not so
with
good.
Weidman. Other than that,
I
like
so
him.
Good.
I like him.
Please, how's he match up with Luke Rockhold? Not so good. How's he match up with Jacare? Not so good. How's he match up with Yoel Romero? Not so good.
Ooh, I disagree.
Yoel Romero?
I think he beats Yoel Romero at
185. Oh, my God. Are you crazy? That one hurts my feelings.
Are you serious?
Yoel Romero was a monster.
He's never been a UFC champ. Yeah, he's bigger.
Did you see what he did to Lyoto Machida in his last fight?
I did. He did fuck my boy.
He's a monster.
He's a monster.
He's
Johnny
a
Hendricks is a monster.
Monster.
How dare you?
He is, but at 170. Johnny Hendricks is 5'8".
He's small. He's
5'8".
He's small.
Yeah, I mean, when I stand next to him in the octagon and I have shoes on, I'm taller than him. If I'm taller than you, you can't fight Yoel Romero. That's just how the rules are.
Bro, you and Kellen on this height thing.
Well, no, I'm short.
What about DC?
I'm short. I'm
DC's
just saying.
DC's tiny fucking dudes up.
But DC's big in a different way. I don't think Hendrix is that big. I think Hendrix just carries too much body fat. I think Hendrix at 170 could 100% be the champ again.
100%. I agree, 100%. For sure, figure it out.
Hendrix, when he's on, I mean, you got to look at his knockouts of Martin Kampman and John Fitch. He's a fucking monster when he's on. I mean, you always have to look at a guy, though, based on his last fight. That's the unfortunate thing about fighting. They always say you're only as good as your last fight. Well, his last fight, I thought he fought pretty fucking good, but then his fight that was supposed to be his last fight, he didn't make the weight. That's where the controversy lies. The controversy lies in his lack of discipline and coming into training camp heavy more than once. I mean, not learning his lesson. When he came in super fit for the Matt Brown fight, looked great, said he got a hold of his meal prep.
It's tough to argue.
This fight, he came into camp 10 pounds heavier than his last camp, according to Dolce. 10 pounds is a lot, man.
Well, he didn't work with Dolce for this camp, though.
Right, but Dolce knows what he came in at. What he came in at this camp versus what he came in at the last camp. Everybody knows it. I mean, they've all admitted it. He admitted it when he talked about when his camp went wrong. He talked about it, and then he got to get
what's
a kidney
at
stone.
This level, man.
Can't
at this level. At
can't
this level. What the fuck are we doing?
He might have an eating disorder. You know, we were talking earlier about being addicted to shit. He might be addicted to eating, man.
I might be addicted to eating then. If he is, I am.
Well, his discipline, the discipline of being a fighter, you know, might be so overwhelming that when he's not doing it, he just gorges.
Blows the fuck up. Dude, you don't get to his level without having discipline. I don't know what the fuck's going on there.
Discipline and addiction sometimes are next door neighbors.
Got that middleweight division.
Here we go.
Motherfucker.
Joe Schilling, Jason Wellness. Here we go.
Come on, Mr. Ooh. Schilling.
Do you get nervous when your friends fight?
Fuck yes. Yeah. Fuck yes.
Me too. Always. All day.
Always.
No way around it.
Nope.
It's just part of...
It's the worst.
It's part of the sport.
I can't imagine my family watching me fight.
How about if your son was fighting? Can you
imagine if
that?
Your daughter starts fighting.
Oh, Jesus.
Your daughter's next Ronda Rousey.
Oh, gee. Whoa. Jason Walls, nice leg.
Jesus
kick.
Christ, Schilling's
nice spinning back fist by Schilling. Schilling's a bad motherfucker, dude, especially at kickboxing. Kickboxing is his shit. His defense is tighter at kickboxing. It's just
his movement's nasty as fuck.
Oh, he's excellent. And when he doesn't have to worry about being taken down, then he gets loose.
Loose.
Oh, he's a bad motherfucker. He looks so much better as kickboxing.
Way better.
Yeah. And he looks like a world champion.
Just be the best in the world at this. Yeah. Fuck MMA.
Yeah.
Let's go run this, Joe, if you're listening.
Well, we assume he wins. I mean, he's still fighting Jason Wellness. Look at that. See? Wellness is no joke. But goddamn, Joe looks aggressive.
First of all, Wellness's defense
Holy
is nasty.
Shit. It is, but Joe Schilling is lighting him up with those front kicks to the body, too. Boom, there's another one, son.
Damn, your boy Schilling has a smoke shop sponsor.
He likes the weed.
Oh
Wellness
shit.
Is throwing bombs.
Ooh, that kick was nasty.
Damn, Schilling is eating him up, though.
Damn, Schilling has an Affliction sponsor, too.
Damn, Affliction's still alive?
Affliction said, God damn it, Reebok.
The one guy died, and they got rid of Tom Atencio.
Yeah.
So who the fuck is Affliction now?
Someone bought him out, just like they bought out Tap Out.
Wow. That's interesting.
Bro, I used to rock those Affliction shirts with, like, fucking silver and angel wings, and it said, like, Fader on the back and shit.
Well, I was friends with Atencio, and I liked what he did for fighters. He sponsored a lot of fighters.
A ton, yeah.
And I supported them because of that. Like, I didn't need the Affliction money. They were giving me, it wasn't that much. It was just a little bit, but in my mind, I thought it was a good idea to support a company that was giving fighters a lot of money. They were sponsoring a lot of fighters, and they put together that Affliction MMA card and gave people a shitload of money. Damn, Joe Schilling looks good.
They fucked up on that card, though. They put all their money on that one card, and it was so dope. That card was stacked.
Damn, Schilling looking real loose, dropping his hands, moving light.
His footwork's ridiculous.
And Wellness looks real frustrated. He's kind of like paralyzed him, man. Like
he's not doing anything. He might just be weathering the storm.
He might be.
Or he might be just getting his ass whooped.
Is this five rounds? Do they go five rounds?
I was just
going to
ask
title?
You that.
It's a good question because it's a main event. Damn. Joe Schilling with the movement. Ooh. Looking good.
Schilling,
nice right
is
hand
Schilling
there.
Married?
Yeah, he's got a woman. He's got some kids. I think
gotcha.
He's like engaged or
basically
something.
Basically married, though.
Yeah, basically. What's going on? What happened? Referee stepped in, stopped something, warned something. I don't know what happened. Damn, throwing them front kicks. When you're a tall fighter like that, those front kicks to the body are really nice.
Yeah, huge.
It's a nice option.
Tough to counter that, man.
Good defense here by Schilling, too. He's just a different animal when he's kickboxing.
He's confident.
He's confident. It's his sport. His defense is way better with those big gloves. Mm-hmm. He's, like, super used to it.
Can also risk more.
Yep, and he's not worried about being taken down, so he can do his shit. We'll have to talk him into fighting only kickboxing.
Yeah, give me an hour with him.
Look at this, man. God damn, he's looking good.
Boom.
Bang, bang. 1-2.
Definitely won that round.
I like how he's throwing the straight right and then a hard jab behind it, too. You know, like after that right hand, like a lot of MMA fighters especially, they'll pull back and then look for either another right hand or whatever. He's stepping in hard with that jab. Mm-hmm.
Tell you what I don't like, that Magnus Arena, not very full. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the sport gets the attention that it deserves. You know, as excited as you and I were for this fight and this card, like to me, this is like an opportunity to watch high-level fighting. Like whether or not it's MMA or a kickbox. I think the ultimate sport is MMA. It always will be the ultimate sport. But when I want to watch the best expression of striking technique, there's certain shit that you only see when you watch Muay Thai or you only see when you watch kickboxing. And this is it right here. Like these kind of duke it out battles.
True. I don't get, don't get me wrong, I love me some glory kickboxing, but I don't get as excited crunk for this as I do for like a main event in the UFC.
Well,
it's a different kind of excitement.
Well, I do because Joe's my friend, and I support him, but I feel you.
Yeah.
But if you're watching like the very best guys in the world go at it in any discipline, it's fun, whether it's boxing. You know, you watch Manny Pacquiao versus Mayweather, it's still fun.
Hell
it's,
yeah. Dude, wrestling.
Yeah.
The top world. You know what I'm saying? The best of the best wrestling is even fun to watch.
But I think this is way better than boxing. I really do. I think this is... Big left hand from Joe Schilling. God damn. Dude, he looks so fucking good tonight. He is on it, man. He is all over it tonight.
Nasty left hook. I bet he comes in.
Well, he just looks so smooth. Everything looks smooth. His defense, everything.
Yeah, he's not wasting anything, is he?
No, he's fighting nice. He's fighting very nice. Very light on his feet, never standing stationary, mixing shit up very well. Damn, I like how he's like moving out and in well. What? Like lifts up for a front kick and then punches you in the face.
And then he's out.
Yeah, you don't know what the fuck is going on.
What's Rashad's boy, he's cornering him?
Tyrone Spong.
Yeah, what's his deal?
He's a monster.
I know he's asking Dana White for a fight.
Well, he wants money. You know, he's like, I want to be paid what I deserve. He's one of the best strikers on the planet Earth.
100%.
He's like, if I'm going to fight in MMA, he goes, I want to be treated like I get treated in kickboxing.
And they're trying to give him that basic-ass contract?
What are they saying to the kick go low or something like that? I don't know what they're offering him. I don't know what they're offering him. I really have no idea.
He just needs the exposure.
Are they going to take a point away here? What's going on? Low kick? Nope.
No.
Back in. All right.
Definitely warning.
They walk you around, say one point, right, when they take a point.
Yeah,
away.
They lift
your
hand up.
Shit, he rocked him again.
I feel like Schilling got,
Jason Wellness throws hard shots, dude.
Fuck.
Oh, shit. Schilling's holding on, man. He got cracked. That was a big, big, big punch by Wellness. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He got hit again.
Bro. Oh, shit. Fuck.
He got hurt.
He's hurt really
by the right hand. Wellness is all over him. He's got a cling.
MMA grappling.
Yeah, he's got a cling. He's got to clear the cobwebs right now. Got to clear the cobwebs. That's the scary thing about Wellness, man, is that KO power. Joe gets that clinch. Dude, he got hurt bad. He got hurt bad in this round.
I see a powerful Matt Brown in the crowd. He does his camps there now.
Does he?
Yep.
At Elevation?
Yep.
Is everybody going to go to Elevation? The Muscle Farm's coming with that cash?
I think so.
Rampage is one of the first guys to go there, right? He did like early
he
camps
did like a
there.
Camp. He did a camp there when they first opened up, but he didn't like move.
Oh,
there.
We got hurt again! Damn, Wellness hits hard, dude.
Someone lost their mouthpiece. It's your boy.
Is it?
Pretty sure. It's a tight move though, because you get a break. That move. Oh, it's the end of the round.
I don't think so. I don't think it's the end of the round, dude.
Yeah. So you get that. You get that break. Damn, boy lost that round.
Yeah. Did he, though? Didn't he knock him down earlier in the round, though?
Nah, not really. That was the first round.
Was it?
Boom! Oh, fuck. Yeah. Was that this round?
Yeah.
The very beginning?
Yeah.
God, that's tough, man.
So that's better. That knockdown's bigger. Because Schilling was... Yeah, that's bigger. Yeah, he was wobbled too. That was a real knockdown, dude. That was a legit.
You don't think
knockdown.
That's an even round?
No.
What?
Because he knocked him
Your
down.
Your boy Schilling got fucked
got
up
tagged.
Two times.
He got tagged for sure.
Boom!
But look, he used good defense and clinched up. Knockdowns in kickboxing are big, dude. Just like knockdowns in boxing.
They're like a takedown.
It's not
in
like
an
MMA fight where you get rocked. Like if a guy gets dropped in an MMA fight and another guy lands fights like punches like that, that's a hard fight to score. Maybe it's a 9-9 round.
That's what I'm saying. 9-9.
It could be 9-9. But the knockdown is big, dude. Because I wouldn't give him
knockdown.
A 10-8. I wouldn't give him a 10-8. If you're, what's going on? The fight's over? What's happening?
What did he do? Break his foot?
Oh, shit. Joe Schilling won. What happened?
He broke his foot.
Did he break his foot? Oh, wow. Oh,
man. That's a bomber.
Crazy.
That was a good fight. Good for
After
Joe Schilling,
having,
though.
Congrats to Joe Schilling, but after having a round like that where he had Schilling in all kinds of trouble.
That's a bummer.
That's a big victory for Schilling.
Tracy
oh, he
Lee
broke
in the
his
crowd.
Ankle, man. He broke his foot or his ankle. Something's broken.
No shit. You throw. Yeah, I'm surprised that doesn't happen all the time.
Wow. Yeah, he's fucked. Ooh. Shit.
Yeah, if he's hurting right now with
that
the adrenaline.
That happened to Yair Rodriguez in the first round of
I
his
know.
Fight.
That motherfucker that fucking kid.
Two rounds like that, moving and shaking.
Dude, I text you. You imagine that kid's champ from Mexico? What? With his personality and his style? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man. Dude. I'm texting congrats to Joe Schilling. Yeah, Yair's a bad motherfucker, dude. He's so exciting.
He's
so
fun
versatile.
To watch. His jiu-jitsu, what?
Yeah, everything. His jiu-jitsu's nasty. His takedown defense is excellent.
It's getting better.
Yeah.
It's getting better.
It's excellent for a guy who throws kicks like he does, though. He's throwing wild shit all the time.
He's at Jackson's now, too.
Is he? Ooh.
That's a good trying move. To work on his wrestling.
That's a good move. That's a good move. There's a bunch of like really good high-level camps right now. It's such
They're
a good
super
time.
Camps.
Such a good time for MMA.
And guys aren't sparring as much. And guys, you know, it's good. It's a great time for MMA.
Yeah.
It's a great
yeah.
time for 205. How exciting is 205?
It's crazy. MMA and you know, just not just the UFC, but even Bellator. Like if you look at like some of the guys they have, like there's some talent like all throughout across MMA now. The only thing, here's a problem. Who the fuck is Fedor going to fight?
Didn't they announce he's fighting some 1-0 dude?
Come on.
I'm pretty sure they announced he's fighting a 1-0 guy,
Come
and then they
on.
Reneged it. Yeah.
No.
I'm almost positive I saw that.
Oh, God.
This could be bro science. This could be MMA science.
There's
I
that,
might be lying.
There's that left hand again he dropped him with. But this is big, dude.
Boom! That's right on the
dude,
money.
Dude, he caught him on the money.
And then he rocked
Schilling
him again.
He fought smart there, covering up. Oh, he rocked him a couple times after that. That's it. Third round. Couldn't come out.
Good for Schilling.
Yeah. That's got to be a giant relief for him, too, after that second round. That second round, that was scary. He showed a good chin, though,
Speculation.
Man.
Speculation.
Especially for a guy that got knocked out in his last fight.
See, opponent would be whatever the fuck said.
Who's the opponent? Nobuhoshi Sakigabara.
Does it say his record below that?
Ariel Helwani, make expect opponent. No, that's trolling.
Then Aoki
Singh Jai Deep is they're trolling. That's the internet. These
bro, that's
silly fucks.
Bro, that's MMA fighting.
Listen, that Singh Jai Deep guy, that is a guy that on my message board they joke around about him being the big threat to Cain Velasquez. He's this like really overweight Indian guy. It's a joke. This is a troll.
They're honey dicking.
They're trolling.
All right.
It's the internet.
We got
somebody.
Trolled.
Somebody
but, hey, that,
trolled.
That Aoki Sakuraba's for reals.
Sakuraba's fighting.
Aoki versus Sakuraba's for reals.
Oh, come on.
I swear to God.
I thought Sakuraba was done.
No, Kenny Florian was in Japan and rolled with Aoki. He was like, who are you fighting next? And he said, Sakuraba.
Oh, no.
And Kenny's like, what? It's a bummer, right?
Well, here's the problem. Aoki can strike. You know, I mean, Sakuraba's a bigger guy. But Aoki's striking's not that bad. I think Sakuraba has so many miles on him.
Dude, Aoki's striking compared to Sakuraba right now, he's fucking Joe Schilling.
Yeah.
It's a bummer, man.
He's taken so many fucking beatings. He's
he comes
so
out
many wars.
In 10 braces.
Yeah.
Think if Aoki gets hold of one of those old-ass ankles,
yeah.
he'll rip it off like tails from the crib.
Well, I think grappling-wise, he's still very competent. Grappling-wise. Did you see him fight in Metamoros?
Yeah, against Henzo?
Yeah, but... You know, he was able to go to a draw with Henzo.
I agree, and Henzo's a monster and one of my favorite people to ever grace this earth. However, Aoki, that's a That's some shit, man.
But he's much smaller, too. He was fought at lightweight, whereas Sakuraba fought Conan in his first UFC fight.
True. Sakuraba's been through some shit.
He's been through
some miles, man.
Dude, that fight, first of all, the Vanderlei knockouts were horrific.
What?
Horrific. And then the knockout that might have been even worse is the Melvin Manhoef one.
Oof.
Yeah, this is an interesting fight. Schilling knocked him down with a left hand, too. It's an interesting thing about Schilling is, I think it was a straight left. Schilling fights pretty good off both sides.
Yeah, he's a freak striking wise, man.
Good fight, man. It was a good fight. Interesting. It would have been interesting to see. I'm super happy for Joe.
Hell yeah, as long as you get a win. Who gives a fuck? If he's your friend, who gives a fuck how it happens? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. All right. I'm going to the Comedy Store.
Boom. Get it done, dog.
End of round two. Fighter and the Kid. Fighter and the Kid. What is your website?
TFATK.com.
Listen, your fans are not bright enough to put all that
It's basically TFATK.
TFATK.com.
New shirts just dropped, son.
Oh, shit. Brendan Schaub on Twitter. Didn't you guys have zombie versions of some of your shirts?
Yeah, zombie
for
versions.
Halloween?
Yeah.
Nice. Marketing genius.
Booyah.
With a beautiful part in his hair. All right, you fucks. We'll be back next week. We got a star-studded lineup next week. Next week's banging. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for all the love, and we'll see you soon. Big kiss.
You're the best, brother.
Oh, that was fun.
Thanks, man.